This is Radio Woking.
We're joined on the line by Stuart Flitton from the Woking News and Mail. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's not snowing where you are, then, I gather.
It isn't, no. I'm on the Sussex coast, so we've got rain rather than snow. It's always a degree or two milder in the winter, which is why people of my age tend to live down here. So it's fine. But yes, I see the pictures, and I hope you're not snowbound.
No. Well, we're able to get into the studio. I mean, where my journey here, you know, was main roads. I think it's just if you're on the side roads and, you know, country lanes and things, it might be a little bit precarious. But, yeah, so, yeah, really good to have you on the programme, talking a bit about what's coming up in the paper that's out tomorrow. And you've got some stories for us. The first story involving Dame Deborah James, his mum, and a bowel cancer home test kit campaign. So tell me about that.
Well, that's just right. This is Heather James, Dame Deborah's mum, and she's backing a campaign being run by the NHS called Life Saving Poo. And basically what this is, they're sending out kits to people to test themselves that they then send back in. And the thing about these kits is that they detect blood in the poo when you can't even see it, because you're told, you know, if you spot anything to contact your doctor. But this beats even that. So Heather James is saying how much Deborah James would have supported this campaign, because it literally can save people's lives. And I think what was interesting is that the title, Life Saving Poo, is the sort of language that Dame Deborah used.
Yes.
Her podcast. Yeah. She broke the taboo, really, about talking about this sort of thing. People get very embarrassed about bodily functions and so on, but when it comes to your health, it's really important not to be embarrassed and to take the action that you need. And that's basically what they're saying. And so it's a fantastic campaign. And we remind readers of just how Woking-based Dame Deborah was. Because, of course, she went to the school that you're broadcasting
yes.
from Winston Churchill. And her first teaching job was at SJB in Old Woking.
Yes, so very much in sort of grain with the local community. And I think actually, Stuart, you know, the fact that she's using sort of, you know, non-formal language, that kind of breaks down those sort of barriers and stigmas, and, you know, it just makes it accessible. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It reaches people in the way that Dame Deborah did, talks to people in their own language. And, I mean, this is part of her legacy.
Yes.
Which is brilliant, you know, that and literally it saves people's lives. If you have this kit, please do send it off. And we give the bowel cancer screening helpline, which is a free number, which I'll give if you don't mind.
Yes, please do.
0800 707 6060, and you can call that if you've got any concerns and if you think you need a kit. It's mostly for older people, but they're trying to bring it down a bit in age to get more people screened and lives saved. So, yes, we're very supportive of that campaign and strength to it. So,
yes, and it's so important as well to talk about things like that. So, you can read about that in the News and Mail this week. Another story that you've got, and this is interesting, concerning the Surrey Half Marathon, and children, parents and teachers are doing the marathon, the half marathon, to raise money for sensory rooms in their schools.
Yes, this is what they call the Nap Hill Federation of Schools, and this is a sort of joint body that runs Nap Hill School and the lower school in the village. And for 6 years now, they've entered a team. And this is all the work of Vicky Zeller, who's on the PTA. She's now the vice chair. And she's roped in some parents and the teachers to do the full half marathon. But the great thing about this event, which is on Sunday, is that you can also do a 5 kilometre race, which is the same as a park run. So if you can do that, you can do the 5K at the half marathon. But also there's a 2 kilometre race for the children, which of course these young children are competing in, and it's a great legacy for them. And what they've done is they've raised money every year, and this year is really important. They've got a special needs a section in the schools, and they're fitting them out as chill out rooms, which is really important. And as Vicky says, mental well-being, it's a mental well-being room if children are feeling overwhelmed or need distraction or calm down. And this is somewhere they can go and just have a bit of time out before they go back to their lessons.
Yeah.
And so it's a fantastic thing. And we give the fundraising links on in the paper about that.
Brilliant. I mean, I love the Surrey Half Marathon, and you know, sort of with any of these sort of events, you know, seeing what people are doing a marathon, raising money for various different causes, and then the reasons why they're supporting those particular causes as well. Some real heartwarming stories. Yes.
Well, everybody's got a story, really, whether it's their own fitness and they're trying to beat the personal best, or they're raising money for a great cause like this. And in fact, in the past, these teams from the schools have raised money for a green space improvement, defibrillators, and first aid training equipment. So it goes to really good things that otherwise they wouldn't have the money for. And so, as you say, everybody has a story at the half marathon. And of course, the News of Mail will be all over it. We'll be covering it on Sunday, and it will be probably in the next edition. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, look forward to seeing the pictures and getting a sense of the half marathon in the News and Mail. So another story you've got then, Young Women runs multi-generational community hub. So tell me a bit about that.
Yes, this is 22-year-old Amber Richmond, who lives in Byfleet and has lived there her whole life. And she's a very enterprising young woman, and she got involved with a charity called Fresh Start that her dad works for, and one of their projects was working at this centre, and it had a cafe, and it was run by the council, but it needed somebody to manage it. So she'd been working in cafes, so she took it over, and now she's taken it over fully, and she's called it the Art Cafe at St Mary's Community Centre, and it basically has a lot of elderly people, because they run low-cost meals for the elderly. But they also have mums and toddlers and babies in there, because they've got toys out that they can play with. And so this multi-generational group are all meeting there, enjoying a bit of food and drink and just having a laugh and a chat. But it also is a showcase for local artists. Amber puts up art, decorates the cafe with art from the local artists, with their contact details. So if you see it and you think, oh, I'd quite like to buy that, you can get hold of the artist and purchase the piece. And there's also a book swap as well. So it's a real hub, and it's fantastic that, you know, sometimes we can be a bit down on our young people of not doing anything, but here's somebody who's doing a lot, and she's employing some people to work in the cafe as well. So she's providing employment as well as this fantastic facility.
Oh, so much going on there, and so many positives. I love the idea, Stuart, of art being available. You know, you go meeting up with some friends for a cup of tea or coffee, and you can, oh, I like that piece of art, I might go and get in touch with the artist. It just, that again makes it more accessible, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it's a win-win, because it means that this art is decorating the cafe. Otherwise, Amber would probably have to go and buy some. Mm. But she's got it there on display, and as well, it's a showcase for the artist, so people can then get interested in the particular person's art. So it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
Brilliant. Really, really positive. There's so much great stuff happening in the community. And something else that's happening is a community-centred workshop to fix household goods. And they're after volunteers at the moment, I believe.
Well, this is a wonderful initiative. This is something called a repair cafe, and there are several of them around Surrey, but there is none in Woking at the moment. And so the Woking Environment Action Group, WEACT, is hoping to set one up, and they're working really hard to find a venue and all that sort of thing, but they desperately need volunteers, because the way it works is you take your goods along, and it can be it's mostly electrical goods, but it can also be clothes or an old bicycle or a washing machine or a clock, and you take it along and they will fix it for you in exchange for a small donation to their costs. And the idea is that they will then show you what they've done, and you can watch the repair and they can give you tips and you can take that away. But what the organisers are saying is it's a wonderful opportunity for, it's mostly older people who have these skills that they may not have used for many years, to put those skills into action and work in a team and help other people. And so it's a fantastic initiative, and it means that, of course, this stuff isn't going to landfill.
Yeah, I was going to say, Stuart, yes, you know, the fact that we have this throwaway society. You go out and you buy a radio or whatever it may be, a lamp, and it breaks, and you just go and throw it in a bin. If you can actually repair it, you know, that's going to do a lot for the environment and also save you some money as well.
Well, and the thing is that a lot of items, although they may have no financial value to anyone else, they have great emotional value.
Yes.
They may have belonged to a relative or a friend or something. And, of course, the repair shop has had raised the awareness of that sort of thing. And some of the examples of the things that get brought to repair cafes, one woman brought in a 40-year-old saucepan with a wobbly handle. Now, you would have thought she might have just thrown it away, but it was her favourite pot for making jam. She didn't want to buy another one. She wanted to use this one, so they fixed it for her. And it's fantastic. So there she is using this pan that she's always used. And, you know, with things like this, there seems to be a magic about it. That will work and make the jam, whereas another one won't quite do it. And there's a sort of magic to those sort of items. And,
yes, definitely.
And they've repaired it for her.
I mean, yeah, really, really brilliant. And I think they're running a similar thing in Guildford, and they were saying that in 70% of cases, you know, if you're taking a lamp, for example, along, they can actually repair it. So, you know, it's win-win for the environment, saves you money, and, you know, it gives people, like you say, a chance to use those skills and to teach them to other people who may, you know, be able to take them in their own lives.
Absolutely. So that, you know, people can then repair their own items next time. And it's, as you say, win-win. And it's all about not filling a landfill and these recycling centres with things that really are perfectly good if they just have a little bit of care and attention to them.
Absolutely. Well, Stuart, it's been really, really great to talk to you and have you on the programme. And we're going to do this regularly, get a little preview of what's coming up. So the Woking News and Mail, that's out tomorrow, isn't it?
It is, yes. I think it's available in some of the shops today. And, of course, there is a website, wokingnewsandmail.co.uk. But all these stories will be in the paper this week, dated the 9th of March.
Brilliant. So support your local paper. Get that wherever you get your newspapers from today or tomorrow. And, Stuart, have yourself a good day, and we'll catch up soon.
Speak to you soon. All right.
Thank you very much. There you go. Stuart Flitton there from the Woking News and Mail. Some really, really fascinating local stories in the paper this week. So do get hold of a copy and you can read all about that and the rest of the week's news across the Woking area. And have a look at it online or in the paper, available price 80p from all good news agents.